Hey, this is Don the Idea Guy with another episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, where you can get the story behind the stickies that I post every day at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 76, and the title is Gutsy. The text on the note reads, "Brave people trust their gut." Here's the story behind the sticky. That's not to say brave people don't do their research and consult experts for their opinions. Reading old books that spark new ideas is one of the biggest educational advantages I can recommend to you. Taking a course, whether it's in the classroom or online, can be a worthwhile investment if you have a plan to do something with the knowledge you're collecting. Book learning only gets you so far. A formal education and a university diploma only confirm you had access to knowledge and knew how to parrot back answers to preconceived questions. The majority of the things you learned in school were already outdated by the time you graduated. In the real world, you have to apply knowledge you've attained in new and creative ways, not imagined in the pre-programmed educational facility you attended. You have to identify new sources of knowledge in regard to emerging technology that didn't exist when your professors were putting together their lesson plans 20 or 30 years ago. I'm not saying education isn't valuable, but amassing a brain full of information isn't enough. Ultimately, you must trust your instincts on how to use that information when you're called upon to make a tough decision in your career or your personal life. Remember that you create more value when you put that education into action by running it through your own personal filter and distilling it into personal choices to take brave new steps forward in brand new directions that your teachers never dreamed of. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free daily email alert about new episodes, you can go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, I'll send you a daily email with a graphic of the new post-it that I wrote by hand using Sharpie markers and drew it on a 3x3 yellow post-it note and then published it for the world to see on the website. You'll also receive a link to the latest episode of the podcast, like the one you're listening to now. It gives you some insight behind the ideas that I shared on the post-it note. It gives me a little larger platform to share those concepts on because you can only fit so much information on those 3x3 sticky notes. And you get the story behind the sticky, like I shared with you today. I'll be back again tomorrow with another new episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast, and I hope you'll be here to listen to it.